Now it's time to talk to Annette. Annette, good morning. Welcome to the show on this chilly Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Annette, as I mentioned, we're talking today about collagen. What is it and what does it do for you?
I thought this is quite a relevant topic, seeing that we see so many medical collagens or collagen supplementation, and I think in the world of skincare, it became quite a buzzword. Mm. So just a little bit about background. So collagen is actually a type of protein, and it is the most abundant structural protein actually in a human. So there's about 28 types. But with type 1 collagen accounting for about 90% of the collagen in the human body.
Okay.
And it's basically compromised by mainly amino acids. So amino acids, obviously, we know that there's 22 amino acids that forms a structural protein. So it's amino acid strands sort of in that makes up a triple helix structure. And that's the characteristic of collagen. So it's basically found in our connective tissue, in tendons, bones, cartilage. So that's where we have natural collagen, obviously, where it's deposited mm-hmm. in the body. And it's important for tissue repair. It helps us to it's functional for our immune response. It also helps with cellular communication and in different cellular migrations in the body. Mm. So it's a little bit technical, but then this connective tissue is called fibroblasts, and the fibroblast really produces the collagen. And so that's sort of how the body produces collagen, obviously from the amino acid structure and the protein that we consume on a daily basis. And then unfortunately for us, as we grow older, then our natural ability to produce collagen becomes less. Mm. So there's a degradation in collagen production and fibroblast function, and that basically slows down all the processes in the body, and it then you sort of get the signs of aging. So yeah, that's the natural process that the body will follow. So I think that's also why then people started thinking, but what if we supplement collagen?
Right. That makes sense.
Yes. So just to elaborate a bit, obviously, apart from the natural degradation because of the age, then there's also things like lifestyle choices that we make that can accelerate your natural loss of collagen. And it will be things like cigarette smoking, excessive drinking, a diet that is really high in refined and added sugars. Also a diet very, very unprocessed, an ultra-processed food, mm-hmm. and then excessive exposure to the sun, and also a lack of physical activity. So all of these things can then accelerate your natural degradation of collagen in the body.
Okay.
And then when I looked at the, if you don't want to take a supplement and we want to actually eat foods that is rich in collagen, what you have to do is actually take a diet higher in protein. So if we naturally take proteins like poultry and fish and beans, that will help with the production of collagen mm-hmm. and the amino acids. But then if we look at food sources that is really, really rich in collagen, it's mainly found in animals. And unfortunately, things like animal skin and joints. So it was chicken skin, pig knuckle, jellyfish, bone broth, seafood, and fish skin. So
wow.
Those are quite odd things. So I think we'll stick to a diet higher in protein so that we can then assist the in the natural production of collagen. Mm. And then luckily for us, if we have a diet rich in poultry and fish, beans and eggs, we can then assist the natural production of collagen. And then in addition to that, we then basically to assist the body with the natural production of collagen by increase the amount of protein that you eat, we also need vitamin C. So that is essential for collagen synthesis. So maybe if you don't take a vitamin C, you don't have to take a vitamin C supplement, but we can maybe focus on eating things like citrus fruit, some berries, you can add some peppers. So a very easy way, if you think about maybe some roast vegetables and chicken, it's really an easy way to help your body with the natural production of collagen. But then if you are the person that wants to supplement collagen, there's various medical grade collagens available these days, and there are also scientific support and research that suggests the benefits. And one of them really was, so in a review of 19 studies, and there was about 1,100 women in this specific review trial, and between the ages of 20 and 70 years old, by taking hydrolyzed collagen, it showed that you would improve your skin hydration, elasticity. There was also a reduction in wrinkles compared to the placebo in the group that did not receive the collagen. And the other benefit is then your bone mineral density. So if you then take natural collagen, you can actually increase your bone mineral density over time. So maybe if you are, you know, if you are that person that's at risk for osteopenia or maybe osteoporosis, or you know that your bone density is not that great, definitely research suggests that if you take natural collagen or a supplement of collagen, that it will increase your bone mineral density.
Right, right. And sort of collagen, it's something that literally ties your whole body together. You know,
yes.
I think if I had to summarize it, yes, you know, as in lay terms.
And then that's also, if you look at when a baby is born, that very plump skin, it is because of the high amount of collagen that we do have in skin. Mm. And then obviously with time, that there's a degradation with the collagen. So actually quite good news that with maybe a supplementation that we can assist bone mineral density, we can actually improve skin elasticity and normal cartilage and joint function. And also, if you read research, it's really, really good for things like people that suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. It really decreases the inflammation and improves the function of your bone, your joint, and your cartilage. Yes. So obviously, we great if you can take a collagen supplement, but I don't think people should think that you can only have these benefits if you take the supplement. So it's not a must. If we then have a diet which is rich in protein, as I mentioned, and we generally aim for about 1 gram per kilogram body weight in protein. So that's a very conservative amount, but if you can get to that, it seems that it's good enough. So if you weigh 70 kilograms, you would at least want to have 70 grams of protein. So 70 grams of protein does not mean 70 grams of meat.
Right.
If we take 30 grams of, so that's what it means. I just want to explain a little bit. So if you take 30 grams of meat, grams of meat equals 8 grams of protein. One egg equals 8 grams of protein. So you can sort of work out with that in mind. If you weigh 70 or 60 or 50, you can work out how much protein you should consume. And then in conjunction with that, focus on supplements like maybe some calcium and magnesium, or foods that's rich in calcium. So obviously some dairy, and then some zinc and vitamin C, and then also some vitamin D. So if you are not somebody that gets exposure to the sun on a regular basis, not a bad idea to take a daily supplement of vitamin D. So all of this in conjunction with physical activity and resistance training is the ingredients that you need for So yeah, we can take a supplement, but if we then choose the above factors, you can also do it naturally.
And obviously, naturally is the way, you know, the better way of doing it. But yes. there must be factors, maybe medical reasons or other, that people might require to take the supplements.
Yes, and I think when it comes to collagen in the market currently, majority of people really take it. So it's the beauty industry that's sort of made collagen, I think, a little bit famous, because obviously everybody wants to be as young as possible for as long as possible.
Okay.
So longevity is key. And but apart from that, obviously when it comes to bone and bone density, also very important for us. And if you think about that, that's really what we need to stay active and do resistance training for the rest of your life. So not a bad idea to actually look after your bone structure.
A message that I take from what you've said, and you've mentioned it twice, is that exercise as well as the good diet is very important. Yes. You know, it's not a case of just kind of eat the right foods and sit on the sofa. You've got to actually back it up with some exercise.
Yes, and resistance training is essential for bone density. So, something that builds bone, it's called osteoblasts. So, osteoblasts are responsible for building bone density, but osteoblasts can only be stimulated by physical activity. So, that impact on your bone structure actually stimulates osteoblasts, and that helps you to maintain bone density. So if we eat healthy but we don't do some sort of resistance training, then we won't get the full benefit of keeping our bone density.
Oh, that makes sense. And you know, as I say, once again, just balance it. It's all about, you know, balance, the right diets and supplements. And I'm guessing that you shouldn't just waltz into your local chemist or health shop and just start buying supplements. You know, chat to a nutritionist or a doctor beforehand.
Yes, I think with all supplements, we should aim for food state, a good quality. Do your research about what you are taking, so that you can make sure that the money you spend, you actually get a good quality product.
Right. That makes sense. And if somebody is wanting to find out more details, how do they get in touch with you about this topic or any other topic that we talk about?
084-609-3989, or people can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great, Unetsi. Thank you very, very much. Have a great week and look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then.